Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijinyo Mehta with the evening news. First, the headlines. Advisor Tobihoto IME calls for sustainable jhum cultivation. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton says GST reforms strengthening trade and economy. Kansia stages statewide sit-in dharna over pension reform and other demands. And four Nagaland University faculty named among world's top 2% scientists by Stanford. And now the news in detail. Advisor for Tribal Affairs H. Tobihoto IME today called for urgent efforts to make jhum cultivation more sustainable. Addressing the launching program of the Resource Organization on Jhum and Biodiversity, ROJB workshop in Dimapur, he urged upon robust data collection, practical demonstration and capacity building for farmers, youth and women, underlining the cultural, social and ecological significance of jhum cultivation.
Our forests and landscapes are not just natural resources, but the very identity of our people. For generations, jhum cultivation has been central to this identity. Too often, jhum is misunderstood as simply shifting cultivation, but the truth, it is much more. It is a system of life that has sustained our food, our community bond, and our culture for centuries.
Stressing the need to address declining soil fertility and biodiversity loss, Mr. IME urged ROJB to empower communities and ensure coexistence between jhum and biodiversity. He outlined three key pillars for ROJB: supporting customary stewardship by community institutions, combining traditional knowledge with modern science, and shaping state policies through evidence-based research. The two-day workshop is supported by the Japan International Cooperation Agency and will conclude tomorrow. As part of the ongoing GST Bachat Utsav campaign, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton visited markets in Kohima today to raise awareness about the benefits of GST reforms. He stated that the measures are helping both trade and the wider community economy move forward with greater strength. During the visit, Mr. Patton interacted with shopkeepers and traders, highlighting how GST reforms have simplified the tax system, reduced burdens on small businesses, and ensured fairer prices for consumers. He emphasized that the campaign seeks to ensure GST benefits reach citizens directly. Shopkeepers voiced their support, echoing the message, "Garv se kaho ye swadeshi hai," reflecting pride in local enterprise and commitment for a self-reliant India. The Confederation of All Nagaland State Services Association, KANSIA, today staged a sit-in dharna across the state in support of the nationwide call of the All India State Government Employees Federation, AISGF. Addressing the media in Kohima, KANSIA President Zubembo Lota Tsanglao said the protest would continue till the goals are achieved.
This cash-wise program has been talked out by the Central Federation, where we have held the general strike on 9 July 2025, and in continuation, we have again organized this sit-in dharna, and this may continue till the goals are achieved. The 11th Charter of Demands set by the All India State Government Federation, so we have chosen out 5 demands for our state, and we have placed in our Charter of Demands, especially for Nagaland state.
The employees are demanding constitution of a state pay commission for periodical pay revision, scrapping of NPS-UPS to restore old pension scheme, comprehensive health insurance scheme, among others. Later, KANSIA officials met Chief Secretary Sentiyangar Imchan and submitted their representation. Nagaland University NU has earned international recognition as 4 of its faculty members have been named in the prestigious World's Top 2% Scientist list, compiled by Stanford University and Elsevier. The list recognizes researchers with the highest global impact across 22 scientific fields and 174 subfields. The honored faculty include Professor Ambrish Singh from Department of Chemistry, Professor Joginder Singh from Botany, Professor Prabhakar Sharma from Agricultural Engineering and Technology, and Professor Pranav Kumar Prabhakar from Biotechnology. Further, Professor Ambrish and Professor Pranav Kumar have also been featured in the exclusive career long top 2% category, honoring their lifetime contributions to global scientific progress. Congratulating the faculty, NU Vice Chancellor Professor Jagdish K. Patnaik said their outstanding contributions will inspire students and researchers to pursue research excellence. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Ministry of Ayush today celebrated the 10th National Ayurveda Day at the All India Institute of Ayurveda, Dharwad in Goa. State Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant highlighted Ayurveda's role in tackling lifestyle disorders such as obesity, diabetes and stress.
The theme Ayurveda for the people and planet is deeply relevant today. Ayurveda teaches us that the health is not only the freedom from illness, but the harmony with our body, mind and environment.
Union Minister of State for Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav said fixing 23rd September as Ayurveda Day aligns with autumn equinox, reflecting nature's balance. The celebration reaffirmed India's resolve to make Ayurveda a pillar of sustainable healthcare worldwide. Under the next generation GST reforms, to bring direct savings to households, government has reduced taxes on everyday essentials and packaged foods. GST rates on products like hair oil, soap, shampoo, toothpaste and toothbrush have been reduced from 18% to 5%. Items like ultra-high temperature milk, paneer and roti are now under the zero tax category. Popular food items such as bhujia, sauces, noodles, chocolates, coffee and butter have also been slashed down to 5% tax slab. Other household essentials such as bicycles, kitchenware and diapers will now attract only 5% GST. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has strengthened the informal sector through welfare measures, social security and financial inclusion.
If you don't have anything to offer as collateral, don't worry. Modi will take your guarantee. These were the words of assurance by the Prime Minister while he addressed the beneficiaries of PM Swanidhi last year.
Jinke paas guarantee dene ke liye kuch nahi tha, Modi ne keh diya tha bankon se bhi aur redi patri wale bhai behan ko bhi, agar aapke paas guarantee dene ke liye kuch nahi hai to chinta mat kar dijiye, Modi aapki guarantee leta hai.
With almost 45% contribution to the GDP, the informal sector has been an important stakeholder in the Indian economy. Under PM Modi, the government has taken the ownership of empowering those working in the unorganized sector. PM Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Nidhi, PM Swanidhi scheme facilitates working capital loan to street vendors. E-Shram Portal is a national database of unorganized workers that enables targeted delivery of social security schemes. PM Shram Yogi Man Dhan Yojana is a pension scheme for unorganized workers, with Government of India making 50% of the contribution.
Tobacco vendor license has been made mandatory for all retailers and retail shops engaged in tobacco vending activities within the jurisdiction of Kohima Municipal Council, KMC. All such activities will be under the total purview and the supervision of the government. This was stated by Chief Executive Officer KMC Zapuno Sopye. In this connection, all traders operating within the jurisdiction of KMC have been directed to obtain the tobacco vendor license from the KMC office within 1 month. This was done in compliance with the State Level Coordination Committee decision and to strengthen implementation and enforcement of COTPA Act 2003. And the Department of School Education has announced that applications for the pre-matric scholarship for ST students of Nagaland for class 9 and 10 will be open from September 25. Both fresh and renewal applications can be submitted through the National Scholarship Portal at scholarships.gov.in. The last day to apply is October 25. And to wrap up, here are the headlines once again. Advisor Tovihoto IME calls for sustainable jhum cultivation. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton says GST reforms strengthening trade and economy. Kensia stages statewide sit-in dharna over pension reform and other demands. And four Nagaland University faculty named among world's top 2% scientists by Stanford. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.